The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I love to spend lighthearted time on this program. I love to joke around, kid around, laugh with our callers and with you, our listeners. I love to have a good time. I love to laugh, but I want to get really serious for the next few minutes, and I mean that. I want to get really serious. We are facing some perilous times, folks. I have said this for years and years and years. I don't know how many years I've been saying this. I've been on daily for 20 years. In fact, as of this month, 21 years. I've been on daily on WRFD for 21 years. At least 10 years before that, I was on every Saturday morning. So I've been on the air for over 30 years here on WRFD, and I think probably through that entire time, I have been saying the devil lives in the extremes. And then I warn you, stay away from the extreme. I don't care what topic, I don't care what subject, whether it's political, theological, stay away from the extremes. On the theological spectrum, we have the extremists on the left who absolutely deny the authority of Scripture and so on. Stay away! But we have some kooky people on the right, theologically as well, that are out on an extreme in this area, that area. Stay away! And then politically, we have spent a lot of time over the years, talking about the extreme on the left. We have been talking even more about it over the last 7, 8, 9 months because of the rise of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, both extremist groups, both of them. Yes, Black Lives Matter as a movement is a dangerous extremist group. And I've given you proof of that. I've given you absolute, irrefutable evidence that the movement called Black Lives Matter is a radical left-wing group. Stay away! We have not spent a whole lot of time talking about the extremists on the right. And we probably should have spent more time because we have some, in fact, not just some, we have a lot of extremists on the far right. And I tell you, stay away. Now, why am I being so emphatic? The FBI has released a warning, and I have no reason not to believe it, that they have received information that there are armed protests planned in all 50 states around the time of the inauguration of Joe Biden. Not just protests, not just demonstrations, but armed demonstrations. Can I repeat it? Stay away. If you hear that a protest is going to be armed, stay away. But Bob, we're exercising our Second Amendment rights. You're going to get your Second Amendment rights taken away. Let me say that again. If you become involved with a bunch of right-wing extremists, and I'm talking extremists, I'm not talking about patriots who are genuinely, truly concerned about their Second Amendment. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the nut jobs, the whack jobs, the far-right extremists that are planning these armed protests. Listen to me. If you are protesting the inauguration of Joe Biden, there is no need for a rifle. There is no need for a handgun to protest the election of Joe Biden or his inauguration. There is no reason for it. And the only purpose is to incite. And there is always the potential that some whack job is going to use that rifle or that pistol that they brought, and they won't have enough common sense to restrain themselves, and people are going to get hurt. And then what happens? It makes every person who believes in the Second Amendment, it makes them all look like the bunch of radical nut jobs that think they have to take AR-15s to a protest down at the State House. I realize some of you disagree with me, and that's okay. But I'm adamant. I believe I am right. If indeed armed protests are planned in all 50 states, don't you dare be a part of them. Those are not the kind of protests that will be profitable at all. They will be counterproductive. They will do much, much more harm than good. I've learned this through the years. The radical extremists never help our cause. I've told this story before, and some of you that are older remember we had some nut jobs down at the state capitol many years ago. And to be honest, I don't remember what brought it about, but they had a Koran, and they were determined they were going to burn a Koran in front of, I don't know whether it was City Hall or the State House or whatever, they were going to burn a Koran. What a wonderful Christian thing to do. No, I don't believe in the Koran, but I don't think Jesus wants me burning other people's holy book. It's nonsense. It's not Christ-like. Anyway, they didn't have a fire permit, and they had this big rally, and people tried to get me to be a part of it. I said, are you kidding me? I'm not going to be a part of that. So they were trying to light the Koran on fire, and the police showed up and said, you don't have a fire permit. And they started running, and the police chased them. It was lunacy. Police were chasing them all over downtown. They had the Koran in some bucket or something, I don't know. And they were running around, chasing around. We're going to burn the Koran. We're going to burn the Koran. Nothing good came out of that. Nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada. I had people so mad at me, so angry at me because I wouldn't be a part of this protest. We're standing up for constitutional rights by burning a Koran? Listen, we know the dangers of the extremists on the left. For months, they rioted, burned, caused damage, harm, injury. The far right is just as dangerous. The devil really does live in the extremes. And yes, there are Donald Trump supporters who fall into that category. Extremists. Yes, there are Donald Trump supporters who are far-right, whack-job, out-of-their-minds extremists. And as we have seen, those were the people that attacked the Capitol building. And what good has that done? How did that help Donald Trump? And the only thing I just wish President Trump would absolutely separate himself from those kind of followers. He should. All right. Stay away from the extremes, folks. Stand for your rights. Stand for liberty. It's okay to protest. That's okay. That's American. But remember, first and foremost, you are a follower of Christ. And then stay away from the extremes, please.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
If there was ever a time that God's people needed to be in serious prayer about the future of our country, it is now. These really are perilous times, and I am the eternal optimist. I think most of you know that. If you've listened any time at all to my program, you know I am in no way a sensationalist. I don't deal with that kind of stuff. I know you're supposed to. If you have a talk show, you're supposed to deal with the spectacular and get people all whipped up. I have never done that and will not. But we're facing some perilous times. The next 2 or 3 months are going to be critical for the future of our country. And that's why I will say again, please forgive the repetition, we must reject the extremism. We must reject the extremism. Stand up for our rights, yes. Do we go into a closet somewhere and remain silent as our freedoms are taken away? No. No. But I have heard dozens of references in the last 2 weeks comparing to what we are experiencing right now in America to the American Revolution. It's not even close, folks. Now, as I said yesterday, we could get there. We could get there. But we're not there yet. In fact, we're still a long ways away. A long ways away. And we have all kinds of people, left and right, that are trying to add fuel to the flames. Arnold Schwarzenegger gave a big speech, I think it was yesterday, and he compared what happened at the Capitol building Wednesday of last week to the Kristallnacht in Poland. That's the night of breaking glass. That was the night when the Nazis went full-fledged against the Jews. They destroyed, I had the numbers earlier today. I had the exact numbers in front of me, and I didn't bring them with me. Dozens of synagogues, burned them to the ground, arrested thousands of Jews, destroyed hundreds of their personal businesses, broke out the windows, burned them to the ground, killed people in the streets. It was a night of infamy, Kristallnacht, the night of breaking glass. Arnold Schwarzenegger was dumb enough to compare what happened last Wednesday to the Nazis invading Poland and arresting the Jews, killing the Jews, destroying Jewish businesses and property and synagogues and so forth. What? He was a governor? That is just absolutely ignorant. And by the way, that's an extreme view. That is an extremist view. You got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. President Trump tried to incite an insurrection. No, he didn't. No, he did not. I will say it again. Did he speak forcefully enough to discourage the whack jobs from attacking the Capitol? No, I don't think he did. But he did not incite an insurrection. So we're going to get rid of him. We're going to impeach him. Excuse me? That's extreme. That's an extremist view. Well, we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. Have you read the 25th Amendment? It has nothing to do about inciting an insurrection. It's a provision if the president was either mentally or physically unable to serve, then the vice president invokes the 25th Amendment with a cabinet. This is not even close. When Donald Trump was first elected, the Democrats said, he's mentally unstable. He's a whack job. He's going to get us into a nuclear war. All right, fast forward 4 years later. The world is a safer place after 4 years of Donald Trump. Barriers in the Middle East between Arab countries and Israel have been broken for the very first time in history under this president. Unprecedented moves towards peace in the Middle East under the direction of this president. North Korea stopped their saber rattling and firing of unending missiles under this president. Iran decelerated their program to develop a nuclear weapon. He is not a nut job. And yet the extremists on the left are trying to use impeachment, which is nuts, the 25th Amendment, which is nuts. We have a lot of extremism right now, on the left and on the right. If we are going to identify, expose, and condemn the extreme on the left, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or the left-stream media or Antifa or BLM, if we're going to expose those things and condemn them, yes, we better be just as ready to expose the extremists on our side and to distance ourselves from them. All right. Am I going to get off the soapbox? We'll move on to other topics. I'd love to hear what you have to say, though. 877 Bob Live.